Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Samech Hei. We are up to Sif Hei. We are on the top line of page Reish Chav Tes, which is the page following 456. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Afal pi shemuter l'shtamej tachas akora, even though, like we learned in Sif Dalet, one is allowed to use the area by the edge of a mavui under the kora, lo yeshev adam b'rosh ha-mavui v'chefetz biyado. A person should not sit there at the head of the mavui with an item in his hands. Shema yizgalgal ha-chefetz miyado, because we're concerned maybe the item will roll out of his hands, l'rishus harabim, into rishus harabim, v'yevienu elov, and he'll bring it back towards him. Kevan she'en heker beino l'rishus harabim, since there is no sign that is a recognizable separation between him and the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, even though we said it's mutter to use the area under the Korah, one should not sit there bikfius with items in his hands. We're worried they might go out, they'll pull it back in from the Rishus HaRabim. Aval al pesach ha-chotzer mutter. But by the edge of a chotzer, it is mutter to sit there and to use items. Bein pasuach l'Rishus HaRabim, bein pasuach l'Karmelis. Whether the chotzer opens to a Rishus HaRabim or to a Karmelis, it's mutter. Sheyesh bo hekera, there is a heker. So we'll see why there's a chilek between the mavui and the chatzer in the Mishabura. Says the Mishabura, if katam chavches afal pi shemuter l'shtamish, ratzalomer didafka al tzad hamikre v'hahizdamin mutter l'taltol shom chafotzav l'esatzorach. That which we said in Sivdala, that you're allowed to use the area under the Korah, that's only a once in a while thing where something came up, you want to use it, so then it's a time of need, you're allowed to use it. Aval lo yeshev shom bekvius v'chefetz biyodo. But what the Mechaber is telling us over here, it shouldn't be something set that you should be sitting there with an item in your hands. When it comes to the edge of a mavui, not only should you not sit under a kora, but if this lechi is matir on the fourth side with a lechi, you also shouldn't sit across in the lechi. It could be that if there's no lechi or kora, but rather is a tzuras ha-pesach, which is more of a heker, so then it will be mutter, the mikri akera, that will be called a heker. Mia, however, but tzuras ha-pesach shulonu shegavua ma'od bevadei aser. The tzuras ha-pesach, the way we make it, that is very high, that's for sure going to be aser. Delay sakera, that also doesn't have a heker. Va'afilu im ha-movui pasuach la-karmelis, and even if a movui is open to a karmelis, dehu rak shosho b'milsa d'rabonim, there the hokshash, the item will roll out of your hands into the karmelis, and it'll bring it back in, that would only be a derabanan. Gam kein aser, they still aser that the shchicha leitshule, because it's common to forget, and therefore since it's very close in coming that you will do the iser derabanan, they aser that as well. Now the Mishabur doesn't explain it, but the reason why the Mechaber says that a chatzir will be more lenient because there is a heker, that's because as we've seen many times, the way you fix up a mavui is with one lechi or with a korah, but the way you fix up a chatzer is either a pasar ba'a, which is a wider board, so it's more of a heker, or it's two pasim that are a mashahu, which is really like two lechis, so therefore there is certainly more of a heker when it comes to a chatzer than when it comes to a mavui, and therefore this iser that we're saying over here in Sif Hei applies specifically to a mavui, not to a chatzer. Continues the Mechaber Vayter Sevot. Noshim hayoshvos ha-pesach ha-mavui. Women that sit by the entrance of the mavui, v'chadehen biyodon, and they have their jugs in their hands, ein mamachin biyodon, one should not protest against them. Tekevan demidi derabonon hu, since this whole iser is only mit derabonon, mutav shiu shogigos velo mezidos, it's better they should do it b'shogig than b'mezid, because they're worried if you tell them they're going to do it anyway. Says the Mishaburos of Katan Lamed, v'afilu b'midi daraisa, even when it comes to a daraisa, iadinan shelo yishmu lonu, if we know they're not going to listen, Ain lo merlehem, you shouldn't point it out to them. In lo davar shem befurish b'akra behedya, unless the daraisa is something that is explicit in the pasuk. Kidul kamam besimet tofreish ches sevez ayin sham. So the Mishabur is just adding on to the Mechaber. The Mechaber said the reason why you don't say anything is because it's only an issa derabona. But the truth is, even if it would be daraisa, you wouldn't say anything unless it's a daraisa that's mefurish b'akra. That's when you have to say something, even though the people are not going to listen. Says the Mechaber, vaitis of zayin. Mavui shenitlu Korosav Olechai B'Shabbos. So you have a Mavui that it's Korah or it's Lechi fell out on Shabbos. It uses the Blush and Rabbim Korosav Olechayav because it's talking about Mavuyos in general. But each Mavui, as we've learned, has one Korah or one Lechi. So a Mavui that it's Korah or it's Lechi came out on Shabbos. Afal pi shehuter l'miksa Shabbos. Even though it was mutter to carry in that area for part of Shabbos, Aser misham ve'eloch. It's going to be aser from here on in the rest of Shabbos. Bein pasuach l'rishus harabim, bein pasuach l'karmelis. Whether the mavui is open to a rishus rabim or to a karmelis. V'yesh misha omer. The second opinion says, tahani mili b'ir she'ena mukef eschoma. This is only true that if the Lechi or Korah breaks, it's also the rest of Shabbos. That's only if the city doesn't have a wall around it. But if there's a wall around the city, even if the Lechi or Korah in this Mavui broke, it's still going to be mutter to carry in this area. The Ramah says, V'yesh lismuch azeh ulahatir. One can rely on the more lenient opinion and can be matir when there is a wall around the city. This is only if the Lechi or Korah was fit to be standing there the whole Shabbos. But if already from before Shabbos it was omei to be destroyed, so asr l'achar shenistar, then once it's taka destroyed, it's going to be asr no matter what. V'im safik im nistar mi'er Shabbos halo, if it's a safik, if it got destroyed from before Shabbos or not, azlilin l'kula, then we go l'kula. Says the Mishabura, Shenitla Korosav Lechai Ratzalom, means to say, like we explained, Lechi or Korah Shalo. A Mavui that its Lechi or Korah came down. So the first opinion said, even though it was Mutal Mixa Shabbos, it's Aser from here on in. De'ein B'Mavui Elokora Echad V'Lechi Echad. The reason why we're saying it's a Lechi or Korah of that Mavui is because each Mavui only has one Korah or one Lechi. V'hu Adin Kishenitot Tziras HaPesach. The same thing would be true if the Tzuras HaPesach came down. L'fi mid hagenu shonu osin Tzuras HaPesach, according to our custom, that we put up a Tzuras HaPesach instead of a lechi or a korah, the same thing would apply. It would be aser misham ve'elach sivkot l'amibes. What will be aser? L'taltel, to be carrying things. Elo b'soch arba amos. Only within four amos you would be allowed to carry. V'chein aser l'hotzi mibayis l'sham. Also would be forbidden to carry from the house out to the mavui. Velo amrinan kan Shabbos hoel v'hutra hutra. We would not say the concept over here that since it was mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, it becomes mutter for the rest of Shabbos, like we say, kimo b'simin shin samach sebeis hoel v'lis nahu l'mechitzos. Since the ma'isa right now, the lechi or korah came down, so it doesn't have four walls. We only say the concept of Shabbos hoel v'hutra hutra when the walls are still standing. But over here, where the lechi or korah fell down, there are no walls, and therefore it's no good. So on that, the second opinion of the Mechaber said, there are those who say if there remain walls around the city, so then it's going to be okay. Says the Mishabur Lamed Gimel, Deharei al yidei hachoma havya kol hayir rishus hayachid gomer. Because through the wall around the city, the whole entire city is considered one rishus hayachid. V'tikun hamovi lohoya el kedei l'salak deyorei hanochir me'aleihem. So if there was a wall around the city, what was the reason why they were fixing up the Mavui in the first place? The tikkun of the Mavui was only to remove the dwelling of the Goyim from amongst them. Because as we'll see later, if Goyim are living in the same chatzar, and in this case the whole city is like one chatzar, they aser the Erev. And therefore they made a tikkun in the Mavui to exclude the dwelling places of the Goyim. V'lochein, therefore, Afshen Nister Tikkun HaMavui B'Shabbos Mutter, even though the Tikkun of the Mavui, which was the Lechi or the Korah or the Tzuras HaPesach, at the Shoyin on Shabbos is still Mutter. Tahave Kishtei Chatzero Shalo Irvu Yachad, because it's like a case of two Chatzeros bordering each other that did not make an Erev together. V'nofal Kosal HaMavsik B'Neim, and the wall between them fell down. Damrinon Shabbos Hov Hutra Hutra. There we do say Shabbos, since it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Mishundu Mechitzas Achitzonos Kayamos. Since in that case, the two chatzeros are still surrounded by walls, it's going to remain mutter. Here also, even though the Lechi or Korah, or Tzuras HaPesach, the Mavui comes down, since the city is surrounded by walls, so we would say Shabbos Hov V'Hutra Hutra. V'Kosava Taz, writes the Taz, Dafka Yoshva Lubasov Hukva. The wall around the city is only going to help, according to this opinion, if the city was dwelled in first, and then it was surrounded by a wall, so that way the wall we know was Hukva Fadira. Kestama Yoro Shalona, like our average regular cities that have walls. Da'oz Havi Rosh Hashayachid, then the whole city is considered Rosh Hashayachid. Aval Im Hukva Lubasov Yoshva, but if it was first surrounded by a wall, and it was not Hukva Fadira, and only then it was dwelled inside of it, the Yeshalad in Carmelus Madirabanan, as we have learned, an area larger than the Beis Hasayim that was not Hukav Adira gets the din of a Karmelos Midrabanan. And in that case, also tikun ba mavui lahatri atiltul v'nofel atikun. And there you fix up the mavui to allow you to carry in the mavui, and then the tikun in the mavui got destroyed on Shabbos. It's going to be osir. Darei mechasrum mechitzto pasur lekarmelus, because then it's considered the mechitza is down and it's open to a karmelus. So this point that the wall of the city is going to help you is only if that is a valid wall that makes it a reshus hayachid. Otherwise, it's not going to help you. Sivkatan lamedalid. The Rama said, all this is if we realize and thought that the Lech Yorkora was going to last through the whole Shabbos. But if it was Ome Lister from before Shabbos, says the Mishabur Lamedala Kigon B'Mekomo Shematsuya Nochrim, for example, a place where it's commonly found Goyim, Shemekalkulan Osam B'Lel Shabbos, that they ruined the Lech Yorkora on Lel Shabbos, the Korov Levada Hushi Yekalkuluhu, and it's almost obvious to us that they're going to destroy it, so then it's going to be the Usser to carry in Amavui after they destroy it. Then the Rama said, if it's a suffix, if it was destroyed from before Shabbos or not, we go lekula. Says the Mishabur Lamedhei, I ain't Omei Lister Kor. This is going in a case where the Lech Yakor was not Omei Lister. It was a Lech Yakor that was good, that we assume was going to be there for Shabbos, and now it came down. You're not sure if it came down before Shabbos or not. Then we go lekula Lamedvav. The Mukmunun Le Aches Kosei, we stand it up on its Chazaka, Vahashtu, the Nishbar, and we assume it came down now. And again, according to this opinion, if there is a wall around the city, we would say Shabbos Hol V'Hutra, Hutra, since it came down on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vatis of Ches, Mavui Shenishtatvu Bo, a Mavui that joined together all the Chatzeros attached to it through a Shituf, V'Nishbara HaKora, and then the Korah broke. So the din is also chotzer shehairuv munachbo, that chotzer where the shituf of the mavui was placed in, v'chatzeros hapsuchoslo, and any chotzer that opens directly into that chotzer is going to be mutter. Aval chatzeros she'em psuchoslo, so chotzer asuros, but any chotzer that's in the mavui that's not open to the chotzer where the eruv is located is going to be asur. Just to clarify this, we'll get into this more in the coming days, but that is the same way in eruv chatzeros, matter is carrying in all the houses around the chatzer. A shutufei mavuos allows carrying in a mavui for all the chatzeros around the mavui. So in this case, there was a proper shutufei mavuos, and the place where you put the shutufei mavuos is in one of the chatzeros. So if there is a shituf of the mavui, and then the korah breaks, so the chatzer in which the shituf was placed and the neighboring chatzeros that open directly to it without going into the mavui will remain mutter, but any other chatzeros that were mutter when the korah was up, and now that the korah is down, if they need to go through the mavui to get to that chatzer, they are going to be usser. Says the Mishaburus of Kotlan Lamezayim, Shenishtatfu, Rotzoloma Sha'osu Rakshi Tufe Mavuos. The case over here is that the chatzeros of the mavui only made a shitufei mavuos, v'lo asu eruve chatzeros kol echa b'fnei atzmo b'chatzero. But they did not make individual eruve chatzeros in each individual chatzer. All they made was one big shitufei mavuos. V'afal pikein mahani. Still, the shitufei mavuos helps. K'dekaimel makamon, like we'll see later on in Simon Shimpei Zayim, the somchen al shituf b'makom eruv, that we can rely on a shituf in the place of an eruv. So even though normally the thing that would happen is that every chatzer would make their own Erev chatzeros, and then together all the chatzeros would make a shitufei mavuos, if all they made, like in this case, was one big shitufei mavuos without any individual Erev chatzeros, that's still going to be okay. Sifkatan lamed ches. So when the korah breaks, it's going to be mutter for that chatzer where the shituf is placed and all the other ones that are psuchos lo, rotzalomer shiyesh pesach o cholon shiyecholon latatol lohavi mizo lazo shalo derech hamavui. Any chatzer that's open directly through a doorway or through a window to the eruv, to the chatzer where the shituf is located, they're all going to be mutter, as long as they don't have to go through the mavui. But if they're not open directly, they are going to be aser. Sefkat lametesh em psuchos. Even if they are on the same side of the Mavui as the Chatzar that has a Shituf in it, since they don't have an opening or a window to that Chatzar, Asuros their Asur, because the Eruv is not by them, and they can't bring over the Eruv by means of the Mavui, since the Korah broke. This is specifically talking about where the tikkun of the mavui, the lechir korah, broke during the week before Shabbos. Avonishba b'Shabbos, but if it broke on Shabbos, shari l'tata b'chala chaseros, then you can carry freely in all the chaseros. Kevon sh'eruv hoya kayim ben hashmashos, since the eruv was intact during ben hashmashos, v'afilu mechatzur l'chatzur shari, and even from one chatzur to another chatzur is mutter, bein derech psachim shebeneim, bein derech chorin. Whether it's going to be through doorways that are open from one to the other, or through little holes in the wall that connect them, the kevon shehuter b'mikzah Shabbos hutul kol Shabbos, since it was mutter for mikzah Shabbos or mutter for the whole Shabbos, because l'maisa they're still surrounded by walls. Ukid l'kamon b'reish simin shin ayin dalad. Each individual chatzar is surrounded by walls. Only the mavui lost its wall. V'rak derech hamavui also l'taltel. So it's true if it breaks on Shabbos, the mavui is not allowed to be carried in, but from chatzar to chatzar, as long as they connect in some way, even if there's not a window or a door, there's even just a hole, that'll be mutter, because all the chatzeros have their walls around it, just you can't be carrying through the mavui. Sivkatan mem. So all the other chatzeros are asuros. Da you should know, the osan chatzeros are asuros otautel. Any chatzar that we say is forbidden to carry in, so afilu b'bayis echad osur mecheder lecheder, even in one house, in one building, it's asur to carry from room to room, in b'kol cheder dar odom echad b'fnei atzmo. If in each room one person is living by himself, ve'in l'chavero tfisas yad b'hem. So you have two apartments, two rooms next to each other, each one doesn't have a chilek in the other ones, so they asur on each other, considered separate houses. Kemosha mucha simin shin ayin sebeiz v'gimel. We'll see more about that later in simin shin ayin. V'tzaruch lahazir alzeh, and you have to warn about this. B'mekomo she'ein lahem tika mavuas ba'ir. If there's no fixing up of the mavuas in the city, you have to warn people that just because you live in the same building, if it's different people owning the houses and living next door to each other, even in the same apartment building, they can't carry. De'af b'bayis echad lo yitaltelu shnei shcheinim adorim b'shnei chadorim. Even within one house, you can't carry two neighbors that are dwelling in two different rooms. In lo sha'asu eruvei chatzeros b'dayim, unless in that apartment building they made an eruvei chatzeros, the two neighbors made an eruvei chatzeros together. V'chein tzarach lahazir b'mekomo shiyesh shom lechi okoro tzuras ha'pesach. And so too, you have to warn in places where they have a lechi or korah tzuras ha'pesach that's fixing up the mavuyos. V'nishbar atikun ba'osa mavui shal beis ha'knesses. And in the mavui where the Beis HaKnesses is, the tikkun of that mavui broke. Shemunach sham ha'eruv uchiyagavna, and in the shul is where that eruv or that shituf is located, and the tikkun of that mavui is broken. In nishbar b'chol, if the breaking of the fixing of the mavui was during the week, you have to warn them shelo yataltelu shuv b'chol ha'mavuos, that they can no longer carry any of the mavuos. Afil yeshlem tikkun b'fnei atzman, even if they have their own tikkun in their mavui, it's aser. Elim kainhu b'inyan sheyicholim lahavi ha'iruv eslam mebeis haknesses. Unless they have a way to bring directly from the Beis HaKnesses the shituf. So you have a shituf in the Beis HaKnesses, and the korah of the mavui that the Beis HaKnesses is in broke, so you can't carry through that mavui. So now all the other areas that might be fixed up properly, however, they're relying on that shituf that's in the Beis HaKnesses, but they have no access to it, and therefore it ruins it for everyone, except in the places where somehow they're able to get the eruv out without going through the mavui of the Beis HaKnesses. V'da'od, you should know further. Devemokum she'ein osan tika mavuos b'yir, in a place where the city has no fixing up of the mavuos in general. Tzarech lizor shelo yasu eruvei chatzeros. You have to be careful not to do an eruv chatzeros. Elohim kein yesh al kaponim ba'oso chatzer shnei batim. Unless you have in that chatzer two houses. It doesn't get a din chatzer unless there are two houses. So if you want to be able to carry in the chatzer, there have to be two houses. V'chein hu adin shnei batim ze neged ze upir hoiz b'nehem. The same thing is true if you have two houses, one across from the other, and some kind of hallway between them. O shnei chadorim ha'psuchim l'bayis echad. Or again, two rooms that open up into one building. Or even if in this area, if this chatzar doesn't have two houses, but next door, the chatzar has two houses. So only then you can make an Eruv. But if it's a neighboring chatzah that has the two houses, you can only be included in that if you have a way to bring the Eruv towards you. Derech Pesach or Chalon B'Shabbos, through some kind of doorway or some kind of window on Shabbos. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'kasra achonim la'achonim right." The ba'ofen zeshalo also tikkun la'mavuos. In this scenario, where they didn't do any kind of tikkun for the mavuos, lo yanichu ha'eruv beis akneses kanohug. You should not place the eruv in the beis akneses like is in the minug. Rak ba'achar habatim. Rather, it should be in one of the houses. And again, the idea is that an Eruv Chatzeros has to be in one of the houses, because the Eruv Chatzeros is facing up the houses around the Chatzer. It has to be in one of the houses. A Shetufei Mavuos is allowed to be in one of the Chatzeros, because that's fixing up many Chatzeros around the Mavui. Now, a Beis HaKnesses is not considered a Beis Dira, it's not considered a house. And therefore, an Eruv Chatzeros cannot be put in a shul, it has to be put in a house. A Shetufei Mavuos, which can be put in the Chatzer, could be put in the Beis HaKnesses. So that's what he's saying over here. And in Ofen, where they didn't make a tikkun of the mavuos, so lo yanichu ha'eruv, don't put the eruv chatzeros in the beis haknesses, kanog, rak ba'achar abatim, that's one of the houses. V'im lo asu kein, if you didn't do this, asu lo taltel, you're not allowed to carry afilu b'chatzar beis haknesses, even in the chatzar beis haknesses, asmach ha'eruv shemenuch beis haknesses, based on the eruv in the beis haknesses, because the eruv is not valid in the beis haknesses. Only a shitufei mavuos could be in the beis haknesses, not a eruv chatzeros, and therefore it can't be relied upon. And that concludes Simen Shin Samachay. Mitzvah Shem, the next year we're going to begin a new Simen Shin Samach Vav, and we'll finally get involved in the halachos of the actual eruv chatzeros. Till now we've been discussing the different rishios and Shabbos, and now we're moving on to the halachos of the actual eruv chatzeros, the collection of the food itself.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.